This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days. ABC News is reporting that the substances tested so far are not considered dangerous. Authorities say they are working to safely collect the letters and investigate the incidents. No injuries have been reported. Indian-born CEOs are closing their firms and fleeing the USA and jetting back to India to escape charges of fraud in the annual lotteries for visas to import H-1B foreign contract workers. That comes from Raul Reddy, an immigration lawyer in Texas. Reddy continued saying that the fleeing CEOs are getting prosecuted and that they are getting investigated, and that's the reason why some of them are packing their bags and closing their companies. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick and are widely expected to take French standout player Victor Wembanyama. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Music producer Quincy Jones is expected to be okay after being rushed to the hospital Saturday for a medical emergency. TMZ is reporting that the 90-year-old had a bad reaction to food when he was eating and called for an ambulance. The producer was released from the hospital and is reportedly in great spirits. Jones has won 28 Grammys over his career. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken got a last-minute okay to meet with China's President Xi Jinping today. To cap off a two-day visit to Beijing to work on strained ties between the two superpowers. Blinken said in a statement he held candid, substantive, and constructive talks with the Chinese foreign minister on Sunday, in which they agreed to continue the discussions, though no mentions were given on whether progress was made in key areas of disagreement, including Taiwan, human rights, or trade. One popular lottery here in the USA is getting a lot bigger.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $380 million. No one picked the six winning numbers on Saturday night, sending the multi-state jackpot to the next level. The Mega Millions, by the way, has grown to $300 million for Tuesday's drawing. Not to be a damper, but the odds of winning the Powerball grand prize, one in more than $292 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
As Juneteenth events will have many public offices closed today across the country, today is also National Martini Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, did you happen to catch this, the Jeopardy contestants? As smart as you think that they may be, there was the question posed before them from the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. What is his name? Okay. They were all stumped. I got to bring Phil Ossenpiller on. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Now, I noticed that as part of your Sunday sermon, you had the constituents pray the Lord's Prayer. And I think without exception, they knew God's name. But these contestants, these supposed geniuses on this national show of Jeopardy, did not know, you know, that missing word of God's name. Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, talk about that prediction of becoming a post-Christian nation. We're there. And,
yes.
You know, when you've got people that are unfamiliar. Now, one thing I will say, I think in previous days, it was a pretty common thing to include that in your church service. I mean, I grew up in a Methodist church, which they've changed radically. But one thing that did happen was the Lord's Prayer was a weekly occurrence, which was,
if not daily,
a great reminder, great foundational piece. And I think that's what Americans are missing. They're missing some foundational pieces for faith. And so they're just kind of wobbly and running here and there, trying to figure out what's going on, who's God, and how it all adds up.
Yeah, there's no anchor. When you let go of the anchor, just like you said, you know, it's a hot air balloon that's been punctured, and the balloon's going in all kinds of pell-mell different directions. By the way, okay, if this question comes to you and you're in jeopardy, hallowed is God's name. Hallowed be thy name. That was what was missing. They did not know hallowed. But, you know, I was talking with George Barna last week, Phil, and he says that here it is, you know, which Billy Graham had talked about, the lack of biblical intellect and how we've been dumbed down so severely. And, you know, and my prayer is, and I think we're starting to see this in some communities, people are coming back to the Word of God, because that is the foundation of this democratic republic in which we live in. I mean, it is our manual. It is our operating system. And we're ignoring it at our own demise and pain and suffering.
Well, you know, when things like this happen, I mean, people go underground. I don't mean specifically underground. I really mean that people just say, I'm going to find alternative ways to live out my life, live out my faith. If that means I change schools, it means that I create opportunity with my friends to do this. If it means that I, you know, relocate my life. I mean, a lot of things are happening right now. And I made reference to this. I mean, California is not an easy state to live in Christianity. On one hand, it really is, because there's a lot of strong churches. There's a lot of historical, you know, movement of God here. But it's not easy to live out your faith if you're like in the corporate world, if you're in public school system, things like that.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Out of the 200 newest members of our church, 56% of them have moved out of state in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
I'm not talking individuals. I'm talking households.
Yes.
You know, so the challenge is there. This is one of the avenues people are taking. They're going, well, I'll just go to a safer place, which doesn't help us a whole lot if we're trying to retake the ground, you know, that's been given over to the enemy. I understand it. I hate it because I hate seeing people leave that are solid, conservative, and Bible-believing. But it just makes our challenge even the much more greater, you know, that we have to accelerate growth faster because we have an attrition rate because of out-of-state movement.
Yeah. But this is, Phil, this is where leadership and vision comes into play, right? Bible says that people without vision will cast off restraint or perish. So you, as a senior pastor of the church at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, have to continually remind, as the chief executive officer of the church, in a sense, next to God, but you have to remind the people of where we're going. What are we doing? What's the vision? What's happening? How is it being manifest? I mean, you have so many great stories happening out of the church, you know, from the prayer wall, what you've done with, you know, schools and how you're impacting and helping parents and providing a conservative school system that's going to teach their kids godly principles and reinforce what they're being taught at home, not setting them aside in some sort of back room and looking at ways that you can go and alter their gender because their parents somehow, you know, they're perceived to be bad people by these liberals. I mean, this is nuts. And like you said, I mean, I get it in part. I mean, I moved 14 years ago from California to Florida. I still have four of my children, and I got my grandkids in California. So, you know, yes, I mean, it's like, I don't want to abandon, I mean, because if everybody abandoned, who's going to be there to fight the fight, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I think here's the interesting thing, Bill, and I had this thought. I'm not sure I like it yet, but I'm going to bounce it off you, and you'll be a voice of, you'll be a voice of wisdom here. But we put a lot of money in getting state politicians elected.
Mm-hmm.
And a supermajority, they seem to have zero benefit in terms of altering the laws because they're just so screwed up, right? I mean,
yes.
It's just the way it is. Well, recently, state Senator Scott Wilk told parents that they need to flee California. Now, when I first saw that, my first thought was, why did we elect you? If
yes.
your best strategy is leave California. So in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong here. In my mind, I'm saying that was wasted money if we've got a guy whose only strategy is tell everybody to get out of California.
Yeah.
So here's my idea I want to bounce off you. Maybe we're better off to take all that millions of dollars we're putting into these politicians, and I'm talking about conservative Republican ones that don't seem to do any good, and put it in trying to take the head off the snake of the school, because this is where all this is getting taught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't control California politics right now. It's impossible. You know,
right.
You've got the governor, you've got the
It's a one party state. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I just think we have to change strategy to say where's the front line of the battle? And the front line of the battle seems to be that we can win is how do we disassemble public school systems in California?
At the local level, Phil. That's the first line of defense. That's the first line of attack. And that's what's happening across the country. Moms for Freedom, the Mama Bears and Papa Bears across the country. It is one school board at a time at a local level. And that's where things can happen faster and you can see some benefit there. It's going to be bottom up, just like it was with Roe v. Wade and the issue of abortion. This groundswell started at the ground level. And it's the same thing. I think we need to follow that pattern. And I think that's a good question to ask, is that, and it's time to, you know, because God wants us to be effective. He doesn't want us to waste our resources here. And it's God's wisdom. And that's what we need to be and pray in prayer for, that God will give us and tell you exactly what needs to be done and give us the strategy so that we can win. We've got more coming up.
The days of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're talking with Phil Hudson. Phil, he's a little sore because yesterday, as part of the Father Day celebration there at Influence Church, they were throwing axes around. I mean, Phil, I was like you. I'm going, oh, my son is, you know, this has gotten to be a big thing down in where he is in Mission Viejo. There's this big facility, and that's they got, and he's got his own locker there and everything. And I mean, he is just as many golf clubs as I have, he's got axes. And so when I saw you bring the axe, I mean, hey, it's Father's Day, for goodness sakes. I mean, it wasn't like you were putting the kids up there and saying, okay, we're going to put an apple on top of Johnny's head, and we're going to have the kids, you know, we're going to have the dads, and we're going to let you know how much your dad loves you.
Well, you know, we created some things for men, specifically for men, but we want to remind people that it's about men. They're men and women in the world. And one of them was a chin-up bar that was on ball bearings. So it's impossible to get a chin-up on it.
Oh, yeah.
So the most you can do is hang there. And they had contests to try to see who could hold on long enough, because this bar is constantly rolling around. So it was the axe throwing was hilarious. I can guarantee you we had very few expert axe throwers in our church.
Right.
But they had a heck of a good time.
Well, and that's, you know, this is the thing, this is what guys love, right? I mean, it's Father's Day. I mean, we love the adventure, we love things like that, and it's so cool. And I bet the wives just enjoyed it, and they just laughed their back ends off, you know, just watching their husbands.
We had a smoker out there for hot dogs. I mean, we had,
oh my God,
you know, dad's root beer. I mean, we had it all going on. It was great.
Well, good fun. You know, this came up in my conversation with Mark Meckler this morning, and you had said something again that, you know, caused me to take note. And that is that you reminded us that every generation faces its challenge, right? Just like our generation right now. The generation before us was World War II, and here they rose to the challenge, and look what they passed on to the next generation. And here we are with the challenges that we're facing. I mean, we're in a war of its own, that is, you know, most of the people don't even see it as a war for our children, the war for our culture, the war for our faith. I mean, this battle is serious, and we need to stand up to this challenge, or what will we pass on to the next generation?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, you know, I don't know if the generation that faced World War II knew what the outcome was going to look like, even knew at times if they could win.
Yeah.
And I think, but they engaged. And I think that's what I'd like to say to everybody is just, you may not know the outcome. You may not know if you're going to win, if we're going to win, but engage. And you might be surprised at the outcome.
Exactly. And there were times during World War II. I mean, the odds, look what was going on, not only in the European theater, but also in the Pacific theater. I mean, we're shocked into World War II with an attack on our homeland at Pearl Harbor. We thought this would never happen. And again, you know, of course, we found out the hard way, and lest we forget that even though we have a military, you know, the Bible tells us that we don't want our military going out without God, right? Because that was the clarion cry time and again when Israel was under judgment. Just like, as you pointed out, you know, people say, well, is America under judgment? Heck yeah, America's under judgment. Look what's going on right now. And is God going out with our armies? And here we are, we're on the brink of two wars right now, whether it's with Russia or China. And, oh, let's not forget Iran. And guess what? If I'm going to go to war, I don't want to do it unless God's leading the army here.
Well, and you know, and I think that's the thing. We had Charlie Kirk at our speakers at our gala, and he said something that I think really sobered a lot of people up. He said, "I don't know if we're going to win. I don't know how this thing turns out, but that's not. I can't figure that one out. But what I can do is stay engaged. I can keep.
Yes.
I can keep doing what I do, because I know it's right. And I think the complacency or giving up kind of thing that you see in people sometimes." You know, that's what doesn't work. I get it's hard. You know, I mean, I made a reference kind of tongue in cheek. I said, you know, I looked up battle fatigue and I got 17 of the 20 characteristics of battle fatigue.
I know, Craig Namia.
You know, and I look at it and I'm going like, I mean, this has been a long 3 years. I mean, it's been a hard 3 years. And we've seen God do some amazing things in it. But, you know, it doesn't come without a price. I mean, when you're swinging the bat that much, that, and you don't really have this time of rest, I mean, I feel like we never stop right now. And it wasn't that before COVID. But since COVID, I mean, and of course, we started American Faith, and that accelerated everything we were doing. And then, you know, we keep seeing this, you know, pouring out of evil out of Sacramento and out of Washington. And it's kind of like we never really let up.
Well, you know, and exactly. And for us with this show, Phil, you know, you are intimately aware of what's going on. And I had come to that crossroad thinking I needed to back off. You know, and I needed to, you know, disassociate and decouple some of the things. And, you know, and I'm seeking God, and God, and all of a sudden God says, no, the thing that you always wanted to do, a TV show, is coming. And here it is. We're now doing a TV show every day. So now, not 3 hours, we're doing 4 hours of content every day. So exactly what you're saying is that here it is, because I believe this is the season that we're in right now, and we have to sync up with what God is intending, what His intentions are right now. His will be done. And when we're in rhythm and in line with, you know, with His principles and His vision, I find it goes well. And it's amazing to me, because before, I got to tell you, part of the reason that I was thinking about backing off, I was getting tired. I said, God, I had another birthday, and how much longer can I do this? And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's time to pack up the tent and do something else. And then God said, no, this is it. So along the same lines as you. And the thing is that, guess what, Phil? I'm not as tired. I'm doing, you know, 30-40% more than what I was doing before. And, you know, God's given me the energy, even in spite of having a bad hip that I've got to have replaced the end of July that I'm hobbling around with, you know. And that's why I tell people, I say, I'm a but God Christian. And they go, but God? I go, yeah, because in the Bible you always hear where you see all the bad news, right, where it looks so bad and everything. And then you got that powerful transitionary phrase, but God. God comes in.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's great. And I really do believe that, you know, I had a friend that he said I got more done on my business when I was training for the Ironman. He said because every part of my day had to be structured in order to get that, you know, 3.5 hour work it out in every day. And I think that what we miss out on is more activity doesn't always mean lead to fatigue. Burnout studies have shown it's when you're operating outside of your passion. Or your skill set. That's when burnout comes.
Right.
And so if you can narrow your life down into those areas where you are most capable, most fulfilled, most passionate, and accelerate that and try to eliminate all the other stuff that is really kind of outer fringe stuff, you're going to find yourself more productive and, quite honestly, more, you know, fulfilled in your life.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you're doing things that the Holy Spirit is leading. Because you get the unction, you get the oil of the Holy Spirit that gives you that energy, you know, that's there, which is amazing to me. That's been my sensitivity. We got about a minute left. You know, some good news that you're reporting on American Faith. A $5,000 baby bonus incentive. I'm going to let you wrap things up based on that. Let's go out on a positive note here.
Yeah, well, Public Square's wanted to counter the narrative of corporate America that's giving $5,000 to help people abort babies. So he said, well, we'll just get $5,000 for our employees if they have babies. And so we'll just flip the narrative a little bit. And I think that's what's great news. I would do that with our church, but our staff right now is reproducing like rabbits. So the last thing I want.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know, I got 8 staff members that are pregnant.
Hey, well, the last time you just mentioned it in passing without a bonus, and they went crazy.
Right. So I'm not going to pay them to do this.
There's no need to pay them something that they naturally do, and they're doing it. Bill Hodson-Biller, thank you.
With tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Nick Fontecaro joins us now. He's the associate editor for Newsbusters, and we're talking about, the lack of interest from the mainstream media. The vestigial press networks have decided that only one criminal accusation of a president is worth their time. This according to the latest MRC study, and Nick is here to tell us more about it. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, break it down. The three networks blanketed the air with 291 minutes of Trump indictment coverage. Gosh, they love this guy, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And as of this morning, we've been keeping a rolling tally of the number. So as of this morning, it's been effectively 395 minutes.
Wow, and counting, huh? Yeah,
exactly. And still zero for the Biden Burisma scandal.
Zero. Well, we're not surprised. That's the way it's been. Zero interest. The curiosity of the mainstream media is astounding that they would be this derelict of duty considering the reason that we have the First Amendment, right, freedom of press, is for them to hold, especially our government, to account. And they're failing the American people miserably. But they're on default when it comes to reporting on anything Trump. And then it's not even just about reporting. It's, coming up with narratives. Let's find a story here, because we've revved up the masses in such a way to think that, Donald Trump is so evil that the American people will believe just about anything. But, I believe that the American people are catching up to their shenanigans, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, even when we see this, the polling on trust in the media, they're basically at all-time lows. Mm-hmm. And they've made, over the last 6 years or so, they've basically made their entire MO or their entire business model just to make it about Trump, right? It's all this negative Trump numbers. They know he brings in the ratings. Like, exactly. That's why CNN did the town hall, to get the ratings, get the ad revenue. And then on the reverse side of it, when he has on his rallies, they go, oh, we're not going to show it because he's just going to lie. You know, they're going to have him on. They're going to talk about him all the time. Basically, on the day of the indictment, CNN and MSNBC spent 95% of their non-commercial airtime talking about Trump.
And look what happened. What happened to the polls after this indictment, the ratings for Donald Trump?
Yes, depending on which ones you're looking at, some of them went up, some of them stayed the same, or some of them you had like less undecided people going towards Trump or whatnot, and they either stayed the same or went higher for him, right?
So yeah, exactly.
This isn't necessarily having the effect that they hoped it would.
Mm-hmm. And this Biden Burisma, bribery scandal has been going on for years. I mean, it's been out front and wide open, and typically what the Democrats and Biden do is they respond with, well, that's old news. You know, it's passe. Let's move on. But it just takes, because, justice, especially when it comes to Democrats, can run very, very slow. I mean, this has been, a 7-year study, hasn't it?
Yeah. So they've been investigating this for a while. And when, recently, he was asked a question. He's like, oh, how about, he was asked by a reporter in the press pool about 10% for the big guy. He's like, why are you the big guy? And he's like, why are you asking me such a stupid question? It's like he just will openly even flout it and, scold anybody who brings it up, those brave enough to bring it up. And
right.
it's really something to watch.
Yeah. Well, you got the power of the bully pulpit. You have the way things work there. In the White House press corps is that thou shall not, cross the line. If you cross the line, then you're kicked out of the reindeer games. You don't get to participate, right? So they are really coerced and governed, by the power of the White House to decide whether or not they're going to let you, be one of the reporters.
Exactly. And it really shows, well, even a lot of them, they're more willing to do this than just be coerced. They know, like, they side with him politically, right? So they don't need to necessarily be told. They just sort of know, like, what it is that is expected of them and what they need to do and how they need to cover certain things. A lot of this just goes unsaid. And especially when you're looking at this, like, if this was the Trump children who were involved with foreign governments, right, they threw a fit that the Trump children were still being in control of the Trump business organization and the Trump hotel in D.C., right? And
yes,
they were making a fit about it. Like, that could be all sorts of a way for foreign countries to influence peddle with the Trump family. And we have this $5 million, like, directly with documentation going to Biden, very directly, as opposed to, like, if they wanted to say that it was true with the hotel, there's a degree of separation there. There is no degree of separation here with the Burisma stuff, right?
So exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got the tapes that Senator Grassley revealed. And I'm sure the FBI is sitting here going, and I think it's part of the reason why the FBI turned over more material than the 1023 that they were asking of, because, you know, Grassley had made it known, said, look, we've seen the document. And so Ray had to figure, he had to figure out the calculus here, is that, look at, if they know that much, we might as well release everything or whatever. Let's give them more than they asked for in hopes that, maybe this will quell the anger of Congress, and they're not going to throw my back end into jail for contempt. You know, so you kind of see how this is, you know, this is playing out. And, for Christopher Wray, he is, you know, he's getting pulled both sides to the middle, but he's finally feeling the pull of conservatives, you know, saying, look, we want the truth. This has gone on long enough. 7 years of investigating, you know, this scandal, this bribery scandal. And then they get their hands on these tapes of the phone call, you know, from this prosecutor who wants to cover his action because he sees it. I mean, look at corrupt people. They know the game. They know the con, right? And so you've got to cover your backside because you know that, given the opportunity, you're going to get thrown under the bus, especially with somebody like, you know, who happened to be at the time the vice president of the United States. And now he's the president. I got to imagine there's a lot of people whose knees are knocking there, not only in Ukraine, but in other areas. And I don't know if you saw this at all, Nick, but there was, you know, somebody sent me this poster and said, you know, think about this. You know, when would you ever have, I think it was like, you know, the kids of four influential elected officials working for oil companies in Ukraine? You've got Joe Biden, you got Nancy Pelosi, you've got John Kerry, you've got Mitt Romney. Their children are working for Ukrainian gas companies. So then, you know, I know this is kind of not necessarily what you're reporting on here, but see, the way my mind works is that, oh, now that begins to explain why Joe Biden would unilaterally make a decision to pull the plug on our energy independence. Because if America is strong in providing fuel, you know, not only for the United States, but, you know, being a major exporter of fuel, this lessens his assets with these Ukrainian oil companies that he's all bound up with. His and, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Kerry and Mitt Romney, just to name these four. Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, especially when Hunter's involved in helping Chinese companies get access to cobalt mines in Africa. And right. That's what's needed for electric cars and all that. And going back to you mentioning the Chuck Grassley stuff, Chuck Grassley is a very well-respected senator, and you have Comer, who's in the House, very well respected too, and you had CNN the other day when Comer had made his allegations and of the whistleblower stuff. You had CNN putting on headlines saying without evidence and like, where's the proof?
No question.
Yeah.
Nick Fondacaro, you're awesome. Thank you so much. He's the associate editor for Newsbusters, Nick Fondacaro. Thank you, Nick. Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I know this might sound a little cynical, and it just brings back an experience I had once in business, and that is that people were taking a day off. I was representing a client that had a lot of minorities on their staff, and they weren't even citizens of the country. But somebody had told them, I mean, and this company had been very faithful to them. I mean, paid them well, and they were doing well. And all of a sudden, they just decided that they weren't going to show up for work because it was a, somebody said, well, this is an American holiday. You know, it's a federal holiday. You know, we don't have to show up for work. Didn't say anything to their bosses, just didn't show up for work. So the next day, what happened is the bosses called everybody in and asked them if they knew what the 4th of July was all about. And if they didn't know what the 4th of July was all about, put them on time out. Because he said, look at, what you've done to the company here. You know, everybody else was here to work, and you decided on your own because you thought this was a federal holiday, but you're not even a citizen of the United States. Now, I wonder, today is like Juneteenth, right? It's not like it is. It's Juneteenth. And we've got another holiday for federal officials. I would just be curious to ask these federal officials who are taking the day off, do you know what Juneteenth means? Do you know what it represents? I'd be curious to hear some answers. Just a thought, just an idea. Adam Holtz is with us right now. He is the director of PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing? Adam, do we got you?
I'm here. Can you?
Okay. I can hear you now. You were just being quiet as a church mouse. But
I was talking. I'm like, I'm here.
Don't leave me. Yeah. So I was just curious about that. I think it would be interesting to ask these federal officials who, I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, they got 11 days off plus they got vacation. I think it's something. I think Adam Andrzejewski said something like 35, 40 days a year they get for free plus. And here we are. We're a country at $32 trillion in debt. And we offer these kind of benefits for people who are supposed to be serving the country. But meanwhile, you and I mean, we're working, we're hustling. We're not getting free haircuts and all the other bonuses and, you know, all these other special holidays. So, I'd be curious to know just up front, you know, what do they know about Juneteenth?
Yeah, you know, I think... I think it's easy just to get into an entitlement mindset in general, and I don't care what your political stripe is. When you're given, you know, a benefit of some kind, you just take it. And, you know, I'm certain that there are some people for whom June 19th is a really significant holiday personally, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who are like, cool, another day off. You know, and even with holidays like Memorial Day and July 4th, I think we get more focused on this is a time where I can have more fun than it is to necessarily stop and reflect soberly on the cost of you know, those who gave a lot or gave everything for our freedoms. And obviously Juneteenth is a holiday that celebrates freedom, at least as I understand it. I'm not an expert in this area, but you know, the emancipation of black people.
Well, it was the notice that finally got to Texas.
Right.
It got to Texas on June the 19th. And so, you know, that's what is all about in Texas. Mark Meckler, he's from Texas. He said this morning, goes, Bill, we celebrated June 19th. It has been a day. It's part of the culture of Texans. And I get that. I think that's very, very cool that it is. And on a federal level, it was something that I think because of, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and that this was a political deal to try to, you know, just and it's unfortunate because now here we got a holiday with, you know, where most of the country doesn't even appreciate the significance of what which it could be. And that, I guess that's my point, is that it could be something very positive that we could all draw from, you know, whether it's for, you know, blacks, Hispanics, any other minority in that. But to be able to say, hey, look, this is a country that, you know, died for freedom. We had 600,000 people, mostly white at the time, as I recall, during the Civil War that died for the freedom of slavery and, you know, the emancipation of blacks, to say, look, we're going to live to the higher ideal. The higher ideal is noted in our Constitution and we're willing to die for that. Wow. I mean, to me, whoa, that is huge.
Yeah.
You know, that is more meaningful. So you tie that in to Juneteenth, now you've got something here, you know, as opposed to some sort of, you know, political rallying point. I mean, this is a deal where America came together, not as Republicans, not as Democrats, but as people who believed in God, that believed that all men are created equal. You know what? I'll die on that hill.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And I think that the challenge in our culture today, and it's a challenge I face too, so lest it sound like I'm virtue signaling, I'm not. One finger pointed at you and four pointed back at me, is there's so much blessing, and yes, I know there are hard times. I'm not trying to diminish anybody's struggles right now because things are tough for many people. But we do get used to focusing on ourselves. And I think that these holidays are a reminder, and Juneteenth is a reminder of the sacrifices that have been paid for, you know, the value of freedom. And I think it behooves me and it behooves all of us to take a moment to really think on that. And I think as Christians, even when we take communion, at the very least, and different theological traditions think about this differently, but at the very least, do this in remembrance of me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus
exactly.
ultimately, even even more than freedom in America and even more than emancipation of the slaves, Jesus died to pay the price for sin and to emancipate us from sin. And I think, frankly, I can lose track of that too. Like, my tendency, the trajectory is towards self, right? It's towards self-absorption. And these are moments that can, if I let them, they can pull me out of my focus on myself and remind me, oh yeah, there's a bigger story here of freedom, both freedom in our country and freedom even on a bigger spiritual sense.
And what you do is when you pause for that moment and consider it and you let go of yourself, you realize, hey, it's not about me.
Right.
I mean, you begin to appreciate the significance of it, and it lifts us against our fallen humanity, if I might say. And
yeah.
I think this is the opportunity. I'm glad you're explaining it this way, because, I said, okay, how am I going to approach Juneteenth? And I know that it wasn't sitting well in my soul. And you helped me, kind of balance that out. And hopefully it's helped our audience as well to say, okay, it's not just another one of those holidays. I mean, this is about freedom. Freedom that comes from God. It can't come from man, right? It's got to come from God.
Well, yeah. And even our emphasis on freedom in this country, we could have a debate on how much is America a Christian country? Some people will say it absolutely is. Some people will say, well, it was founded by people who are interested. Okay, let's set that aside. Let's at least recognize, I think at the very least, this country was founded on those spiritual ideals. And
exactly.
Our emphasis on freedom is because we believe in the dignity and the worth and the value of every single person, young, old, black, white, in the womb, at the end of life. Every life has dignity. Every life has value and meaning and purpose. And every one of those lives is known to God. That is the bedrock foundation of our understanding of what it means to be a human person. Right?
That's
a foundational thing. And, man, we're just seeing that chipped away from so many different directions. And no other country is founded on that understanding of what it means to be a human being. So, when we talk about American exceptionalism, we can say, actually, yeah, there is an exception here because we have an understanding of where those truths come from. We hold these truths to be self-evident. They're inalienable.
It's part of the infrastructure. See,
it is.
It's more than
it
just
is.
Words and just a platform. It is the foundation. It is the infrastructure of our nation. And guess what? That infrastructure coincides with God's infrastructure. His will be done, right? And
absolutely
so when we're
right.
true to that infrastructure and the reason that our founding fathers came together, the significance of it was at the other end, what were we supposed to have? What was this infrastructure to produce? And you just stated it, Adam. You see, and these other things that come into play, these Marxists and whatever, the infrastructure that they want to replace with the ones that we have, they can't even articulate it. And all it does, their charge is, we just want to bust things up. We just want to bring in a wrecking ball and tear. Oh, okay. Wow, that's beneficial. That's expansive. That makes us better human beings. The infrastructure of our Constitution made us, we the people, better human beings. And look at what we were able to produce, right?
Right. No, that's absolutely right. And there's so many things I could say here, and I think that, as always, in the hustle and bustle and the flow of all this information, we gotta take a step back, though, and we've got to ground ourselves in that truth, because that influences how we see the world, and it's so important for us to hold fast to those ideals and ideas.
You do, and when it comes across, you gotta challenge it against those standards, those ideals,
right.
The infrastructure. If it violates the infrastructure, you have every right to, right away, just reject it.
Yep.
Like so many things that are coming, instead of accommodating it and giving it place and in some sort of significance. It's illegitimate.
Yep.
It is not genuine. It is not that which is going to enlarge us and make us all the better. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do it.